producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Live, and you can call in and talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. We were in the last hour discussing whether a religion can be a religion without having a central deity, which I thought, I still think is a fascinating question, but somebody called in at the end of the segment, and they were talking about, apparently there's an underground missile base that's been shown to us through by the Iranians, and it's just full of missile trucks. And I think that this is going to make some people think. And I just, Johnson, you've got the story, right?
Yeah, I'm pulling it back up right now.
Yeah, and what these are is these missile launching trucks, and they certainly look ominous. There's, you know, some sort of Arabic writing going there on the side. Real quick, I want to take, Johnson, before you start with that, I want to take a call from Modern Drummer. Modern Drummer, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, last night, Ralph called in about white liberal guilt.
Ah, yes, he's very big on that.
Yeah, he's pretty funny. But white leftist guilt is a thing, as far as I can tell. And I think that the way it works is that it's this idea of guilt, which is then turned into indebtedness, especially if you're a straight white male, that you owe something to society for past injustices. And as you know, the church used to sell indulgences where they would make the people feel indebted and guilty for sin.
Which church? Say,
The Catholic Church, the
okay.
Roman Catholic Church.
But at the time, that was the only church. I mean, there wasn't another church at that time that I can think of.
Correct.
And what time? Like he said, used to. That could have been 5 years ago. That could have been 500 years ago.
Pre-Martin Luther.
Yes. Yes, right. And they would say, well, you've got this guilt or this debt. And luckily for you, though, we have these indulgences we can sell you. Now, I could be wrong, but I'm making a comparison between that and what's called the social justice movement, where they will impart guilt upon people and then say, well, if you want to pay off your debt or your guilt, you can, well, not only can you not express any dissent for our narrative, but you must also support and be an ally to fight against racism or join with feminism or something like that.
And if you do that, you earn, like, carbon credits, right?
Carbon credits is yes. Another example, yeah.
So what's wrong with opposing sexism and racism?
There's nothing wrong with it. The problem,
then why do people get all up in arms and call everybody that opposes sexism and racism a social justice warrior like it's a bad thing to not be an a-hole?
Well, okay. I agree that those things should be fought. The problem I have is the feeling of guilt and debt placed upon people to try to coerce them into fighting these things when they really have lives of their own, or maybe if they express an opinion that counters the narrative, the officially approved narrative, they are then called a racist or a misogynist or something like that. And
well,
they
this is
become,
the difficulty with this, though, Modern Drummer, is that there are, like, on this side of the debate, there are a bunch of different people with a bunch of different opinions. And on that side of the debate, there are also a bunch of different people with a bunch of different opinions. So if, for instance, somebody claims to me that, something about blah, 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 male privilege, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, there's. I'm not going to say that I'm not treated differently in the world because I'm a male than some people that are treated as women. And I'm not going to say that in some situations I don't have an advantage, as long as they're willing to say in other situations they do. And you know, I'm willing to, you know, to have that conversation, whatever that means. Now, what does this guilt of male privilege, what does this obligate me to? And I'd say the answer is nothing. I have no obligation as a male because I have male privilege. I'm simply born with, you know, the Y chromosome, and I have the advantages and the disadvantages, and they are legion of being a male. You know, I mean, people expect, you know, in so many ways, expect my wife to be in charge of the household. They ask her certain questions and not me. And, you know, there's all kinds of things. And that's fine.
It's if fine you don't want to open the jars for people, just say no, Mark.
Well, you know, I'm happy to open a few jars. It doesn't bother me. I can open a jar. You can't open a jar. I'm not going to pee myself over it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to get all up in arms about it. But I think it's, you know, I think that there's some merit to these conversations. It's just when they get into the hands of the wrong people, these narratives get into the hands of the wrong people, then you have this whole, you know, they're always just trying to put rules down for other folks. And I don't care about the rules coming from either side.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I don't mind opening jars. I will not squash spiders because I have arachnophobia.
Okay.
But,
will you reach tall things? Can you reach some tall things?
I am vertically challenged.
Okay.
So most women are at least my height.
Here's some good news, though, that when a woman reaches a certain age, she likes her men like she likes her hair. Short and easy to manage. Thanks so much for the call. 855-450-3733.
How long have you been waiting to use that joke?
I love that joke.
You know, I'm lazy about the whole jar thing. I don't like expending a bunch of effort on that. Yeah, just whack the top of the jar with a spoon.
You do. It helps to break the seal, not the jar. You don't want to whack it that hard.
Don't whack the jar. That will open it, but it will not be pleasant because you'll be picking glass.
Or if you hit the bottom, then that does something with the air bubbles. And
yeah, it can do both.
Yeah, I can
tap the top with a spoon, maybe there's palm your hand on the bottom.
A few tricks.
Run it underwater.
What you don't want to do is you don't want to give those away. This is my my argument is that men are actually the vestigial gender, that we no longer have much value.
So you're saying it's like an appendix?
Yeah. What, ladies? Why? Really?
It's kind of like an appendix.
What is it you get out of this relationship? Because I mean, you've got the little rubber things that you can grab the top of the jar with. You can get a step stool to handle the things up on a top level. You can get those little plastic things that go under the legs of the couch to move it around.
Are you saying it serves to store bacteria to protect your gut flora?
Well, if you don't clean it properly.
That males are the useless gender these days. I mean, pretty much everything that a male was good for 100 years ago, modern conveniences have solved. So, you know.
Like, the world is becoming Amazonia to where men are only used for snoo-snoo.
Snoo-snoo. Well, and right, there's the occasional...
Wasn't that the former governor of New Hampshire?
No, that's the noo-noo.
That's the occasional sexual interlude. That's certainly the case.
Yeah, snoo-snoo.
If the, you know, one variety of marital aids doesn't solve your issue, then I'm assure you the internet will come up with something for you in relatively short order. And you got to ask yourself for, I don't know, 2-3 times a week, this, you know, occasional sexual interlude, is it really worth living with another annoying human being? I mean, come on. I mean, is it worth that? That's what it's all good for? So, I don't know. I just, this is my thought process, trying to put my feet in the shoes of someone else. I wouldn't keep a man around. I just wouldn't do it. Are you kidding me? The big, noisy, sweat. No, I don't want any of that crap in my life. And I just don't understand
what
the ladies do.
Then don't be gay, Mark.
Indeed.
If you don't want a man around, don't be gay.
I solved the problem for myself. There's no doubt about it. I just don't understand why the rest of the people put up with it. I understand why my wife, a braying jackass of a husband, has got an opinion on everything. Right? I get it for her, right? She doesn't have a job. She just takes care of the kid. She's figured out, hey, I can get this guy with, you know, I manage the household and give him the occasional sexual interlude. He'll do a bunch of work. But
mostly we don't have that. Dinks, the dual income, no kids, those people. Ladies, if you're in a dink relationship, are you just biding your time for the kid? What is it? I don't know.
Is there such a thing as a doink relationship?
I'm not sure. 855-450-3733. I have to give them telephone numbers, and your nonsense doesn't help. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 or LRN.FM on Skype. That's our username. It's Free Talk Live. Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com. BlakeDevelopment.net is a global leader in website creation, app development, and online marketing, catering to businesses of all sizes. There's really no job too big or too small for BlakeDevelopment.net. Do you have an idea for a killer app, but you don't know how to code it? Are you missing out on online sales? Or maybe your business needs help with social media. Websites start at just $200, and they're offering 3 years of free domain registry. Yes, they take Bitcoin. 844-SITE-123. BlakeDevelopment.net, 844-SITE-123.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Talking about a variety of topics here this evening. For one, I just saw a very interesting set of pictures about some Iranian missiles that apparently have been shown today in the news, and I hadn't heard about it until a caller called in. And you can do that on Free Talk Live. You can bring up an entirely different subject. Last caller just brought up social justice warriors. This is a new buzzword, and you know, it's kind of like PC. PC was like 20 years ago. Now it's social justice warrior. There's always some terminology or another to describe folks that with which you disagree. And I think it's all very interesting to discuss. I want to tell you about My Magic Mud. Tried Magic Mud, I guess it's about 2 years ago now, and I won't go without it. What it is a tooth powder. It's a tooth whitening powder that's black, if that makes any sense to you. And I understand it may not, but now they have My Magic Mud 2.0. It's with a hygienic bamboo applicator to easily dispense the mud under your tongue without having to dip your toothbrush in the powder. The powder is messy, but the way that it makes your teeth feel make it completely worth it. Dozens of dentists are behind My Magic Mud, which has been lab tested to ensure that it's safe for the enamel and not abrasive enough to do any harm at all. In fact, it's liable to be less abrasive than your toothpaste itself. It's great for people with sensitivity issues. You go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL to get a 20% discount. This is a thank you to Free Talk Live listeners, and I would encourage you to take this opportunity, even if you had not, tried it in the past and therefore are not particularly deserving of a thank you. Use the 20% discount to try this product. I will never go without it again. My teeth are cleaner. The hygienists and the dentists have said so. They're delighted with it. They ask me about it, and I just think it's great. MyMagicMud.com. Go do it now. I can't encourage you enough. Coupon code FTL. Let's go to Alan calling in from Washington. Alan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going?
All's well.
I wonder if you heard... Sorry, let you answer that.
All is well.
Okay, so I wonder if you heard about the Cobbler Nevada LLC versus Doe's 1 through 36.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's, you know, the movie Cobbler. Okay, they're suing for uploading and downloading. So
okay.
They're trying to get... the first stage, of course, is to get the identification, who owns this ISP. So I wonder
okay.
if you guys have any interest or any knowledge about that or opinions about the...
I think that it's going to be very interesting for them to try to, is this a VPN? Is that the idea?
What's a VPN?
A VPN
is a
virtual private network, and if the people are doing their downloads through a VPN, which is what it sounds like you're saying... a torrent is different than a VPN. A VPN is a private encrypted pipeline, let's call it that.
It's a way to hide your IP address, the Internet Protocol address.
Okay, let's say the person wasn't smart enough to use that. They're just using uTorrent.
I think that, if a movie organization finds out somebody has viewed their movie without their permission, that they should be able to sue them for $15.
Yeah.
That's the cost of a movie on Amazon, a new release. If it was in 3D or HD, it should be 20.
Gotcha.
There you go.
Well, what about attorney fees? Of course, that's the bill.
No, that's you can't have attorney fees if you don't give the person an opportunity to settle right away. So you can't yell out to the universe, hey, somebody owes me $15. And if that person doesn't respond to you hollering in a room someplace.
I gotcha. It would be understandable to ask for processing fees up to that.
No,
point.
I don't know about processing fees. You mean I've got to pay for you to hunt me down? That sounds ridiculous.
Yeah. So the other thing, the first thing they ask for is you can enter a quash. So that you don't even, they don't even get to see, they don't, Comcast doesn't have to give them any information connecting the ISP to an.
All right.
So that's what their first stage. Do you have any opinion on that?
Well, I think that that's up to those businesses and how they want to, you know, do business. If my ISP just gave up my name to every organization that called in and asked for it, I'm going to have a real problem with that. What if this is a bunch of hitmen from Croatia? I don't know. I'm just making up a country.
Yeah, it's soon not going to be these businesses' choice, though, if TPP passes, the TPP thing goes through. And
Then hitmen from Croatia will be able to get my name?
Well, certainly people with copyright holders will be able to.
What's that, Ellen?
Me? Oh, no, I was making a joke. I know TPP is really bad, but I don't know any details. But I'm sure that's totally plausible what the other fellow said. Yeah.
I don't think there are very many details about TPP out there.
WikiLeaks has dropped a bunch.
Oh.
Then I just read it. It won't even be before the election.
But they don't want to reveal all the dirty secrets before the Democrat gets elected. So, thanks for the call, Alan. Appreciate it.
Thank goodness for WikiLeaks.
Yeah, right.
Seriously.
So WikiLeaks has all that info?
A lot of it.
Pour through their 1,000-page...
But, I mean, there's news articles coming out that's summarizing what's going on. But essentially, it's a lot of internet security people and just people who like the internet in general who are, you know, it's sort of like the doomsday worst possible... scenario that you can dream of. I mean, it's sort of like internet killing kind of legislation.
Yeah, I'm sure that they're going to attempt to do that, but the internet's going to be hard to kill.
Right. Yes.
Let's talk about those Iranian missiles. I think that might be important to a lot of people.
Yeah.
That there's apparently an underground base full of Iranian missile trucks.
Well, this is from CNN. Iran's rare moment of openness reveals missile units stored deep under a mountain.
Hold on. We have a call from Ian Freeman, regular night host of Free Talk Live.
Ian here with you.
It's Ian here with you. Ian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Phones back to the fun.
Hey, guys. I wanted to come back to something that Johnson had asked about the Shire Free Church earlier in the discussion about the freedom of religion, the case that you were talking about in the first hour. The Shire Free Church, Daryl and Mark, myself, are three of the ministers of the Shire Free Church. And I don't think that Mark and Daryl gave a particularly accurate answer. Your question was something about
the Shire Free Church. They're fired. They're fired.
No one's in charge of the Shire Free Church like that, Johnson. It's a decentralized organization.
But there's a deity in charge.
You do have to generally believe in some kind of a god in order to be a minister of the church, but atheists are welcome as church members. And for anyone who wants to learn more about the Shire Free Church, there's a website, which is church.shiresociety.com, and all those details are right there on the site.
Thanks for that clarification. Ian, anything else?
Nope.
Hold on. I'm before you get rid of him, I had said that the Shire Free Church was somewhat Unitarian. How was that a factually inaccurate statement?
No, it's not. It's not inaccurate, but, it's kind of an interfaith church. So not everyone's God necessarily is the same, but the uniting belief is a belief in peace among all of the church members. But ultimately, to be a minister in the church, you can't be an atheist.
You, one of the problems with being a talk show host is that nobody else says things exactly the way that you want them said. Yes. That's all that's going on here. Thanks for the call, Ian. 855-450-3733. If we haven't said things exactly as you'd like to hear them said, please call in and be pedantic. 855-450-3733.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We have been around the world and across the board here this evening on Free Talk Live, from talking about religion, whether it can exist without a deity, social justice warriors, and what I think is very, very important is Iranian missiles. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
And you can call in on any of these subjects, give your opinion, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. And, Johnson, we've been trying to get into this article for too long. Go right into it now.
All right. At first glance, it looks like the set of a James Bond movie. Seemingly impregnable mountain base, packed full of uniformed men and sinister-looking missiles on their launch vehicles, parked along a long tunnel buried deep underground. But this is, in fact, a real-life missile facility in Iran, according to the country's semi-official Fars News Agency. In a rare moment of openness, Iran on Wednesday broadcast pictures from the Islamic Revolution Guard Corps, IRGC, Aerospace Force, of a tunnel reportedly dug some 1,640 feet, 500 meters, under a mountain. The release of this footage comes just a few days after state media reported that Iran had test-fired a new generation of long-range ballistic missiles.
So, I'm trying to guess in my mind, not that you're necessarily going to know, but what's the what are they trying to prove here? Are they just trying to show, hey, Israel, don't mess with us? Because Israel was talking about bombing Iran maybe a year ago.
Probably. This is probably a bad idea.
They were talking about that like a month ago.
Well, they seem to spend some time doing that.
The weekend test likely violated a UN resolution at a U.S. administration official told CNN. Based on information the administration has so far, the test appears to be in violation of U.N. Security Council Resolution 1929, which stipulates that Iran cannot engage in any activities related to ballistic missiles. The U.S.
So they can't have ballistic missiles.
No, and they do. The U.S.
I wonder how that's going to go with the treaty the Obama administration just put together with Iran.
Probably not very well. The U.S. official emphasized, however, that the test is not in violation of the nuclear agreement reached in July between Iran and the United States.
So
and
apparently that's not a problem.
Right. Well, the nuclear agreement.
Yeah. But so far, Iran isn't in violation of the IAEA's rules. I mean, they've been looking to see whether Iran has nuclear weapons, and we can't tell that that's the case.
I guess. I don't know. You know, it seems like there must be some other things that they're in deep violation of here. This is sort of like a surprise.
It's certainly a surprise.
I saw something where somebody had gone through and grab some headlines going back to like 1980, where since 1980 there have been reports that Iran can get a nuclear weapon within 6 months, and it's always just like right around the corner, and it's been right around the corner for over 35 years, yeah. And they still don't have it.
Well, now if they were to get a nuclear weapon, they would also have ballistic missiles upon which to fire it.
But they don't have the capabilities of getting a nuclear weapon. They have the capabilities of making medical-grade uranium, which is like 3.5% enriched. Weapons grade is like 90% enriched.
I don't know, man. I just, you know, from everything I've read about this stuff, it's sort of like, I mean, a kid built a nuclear reactor in the United States by scraping the paint off of fire detectors. So, I mean, enriching
was
this
it a uranium-based nuclear reactor, or was it a thorium-based?
Uranium.
Well,
I believe.
I don't know if you got uranium and fire extinguisher.
I don't know what it was. I don't think it's thorium, though. Thorium is not, like, this is the thorium, I don't think thorium is, like, the same sort of bad radiation.
We should stop speculating on how kids built nuclear reactors and go back to the story about real missiles in Iran.
Yeah. I'm just saying, my point being is that I don't think it's so crazy to think that it's possible to enrich uranium into something that's, you know, fissible, you know, to just get enough of it together so that two atoms go boom. You know, I just don't think it's as difficult. I mean, I think the more difficult part is, you know, building the mechanism that's going to fire that stuff, which isn't all that difficult. I read plans for it when I was a kid on the internet. So
it's out there.
It's definitely out there. And so the difficult part, the really difficult part, is building the ballistic missiles.
That's the very
which they already have.
The delivery system. But, okay, just because they have ballistic missiles doesn't mean they have intercontinental ballistic missiles.
No, definitely not. But, they, you know, it's their area. I mean, the concern, and this was brought up earlier, is they're close to Israel. That's what people are going to freak out about.
Sure. And I'll bet you Israel's got the same stuff.
Right.
Well, they
definitely do.
Yeah, everybody's going to go see Allah if people start, you know, flobbing things around.
Sure. And then the Middle East will be a vacant, barren landscape for 10,000 years.
Let me explain something. The U.S. military has nuclear weapons, and the U.S. military is the only military in the entire world to ever use one in an actual war.
The United States military has never used a nuclear weapon.
The atomic bomb was a nuclear weapon.
That's not nuclear. It's atomic.
What's the difference?
I'll go ahead and look that up for you, but there's a difference.
Okay, well, no country other than the U.S. military has ever used an atomic weapon war.
Anywho, I don't think there is a difference. But anyway, a UN Security Council Resolution number 2231 implementing the deal and banning Iran from engaging in activities related to ballistic missiles designed to carry nuclear warheads is not yet in effect. U.S. bases within range. Iran is completely overhauling its missile technology, replacing the current stockpile with newer weapons, a senior general told state media. As of next year, a new and advanced generation of long-range liquid and solid-fuel missiles will replace the current products, said Brigadier General Amir... Oh, I should have been saying that on this, in an Arabic accent. Said General Amir al-Hajizadeh. The missiles in various ranges are mounted on the launchers and in all bases and are ready to be launched. The underground facility shown on television was only one of numerous missile bases scattered across the country, according to Hajizadeh. Earlier this month, in a speech at a university in Tehran, Hajizadeh said that U.S. military bases in the Middle East were within range of Iranian missiles. The revealing of the underground bases comes in the wake of a major deal reached by Iran and the so-called P5 plus 1 group of nations, the U.S., U.K., Russia, China, France, and Germany, over its nuclear program. Under the deal, international sanctions on Iran will be lifted in return for restrictions on its nuclear program aimed at preventing it from being able to develop an atomic bomb.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what Iran's trying to prove here by breaking whatever rules it has, the UN has, regarding it having ballistic weapons right after it pens an agreement with the United States on nuclear disarmament or something to that effect. Not disarmament. But non-proliferation or whatever it is.
It strikes me kind of like this. I'm not touching you.
Well, I mean,
and the U.S. government does that a lot.
Yeah, I know. Like, the U.S. government does that, and they're just kind of doing it back. It's sort of like, we're not violating the treaty, but we're right up on the edge of it.
And, Mark, atomic bombs and hydrogen bombs are two types of nuclear weapons.
Yeah, but it says here, according to Quora.com, that atomic bomb is about fission, and thermonuclear bombs use fusion. So that's a big difference, fission and fusion.
But it's still a nuclear weapon.
Yeah. They both start with F and N with N, though. There you go. Kill them with Scrabble words.
Yeah, so those are both nuclear weapons. A fission bomb and a fusion bomb, yes, there's a difference between those, but they're still both nuclear weapons.
I will have to look a little further on that, but it says thermonuclear, so I don't know how an atomic bomb can be a nuclear bomb when an atomic bomb is about fission and a nuclear bomb is about fusion.
Well, let's go Quora, so it's not good as Wikipedia.
Well, I'm sure they didn't put this up for no reason at all.
TheNakedScientist.com says that both atomic and hydrogen bombs are types of nuclear weapons.
Atomic and hydrogen is a type of nuclear. Got it. Greg from Austin, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, can you guys hear me okay?
Hear you fine.
Okay, I was just calling because I don't usually watch the show live. I listen to the podcast the day after the show is aired. And I wanted to, I'm hearing music in the background. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I want to know what you want to talk about real quick.
Okay, so I just wanted to talk about one of the callers who called last night about arguing about the libertarian ideas.
Libertarian ideas. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hunters
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in and discuss whatever you want. And that's just what Greg from Austin did. We'll get to him in just a second, talking about libertarian philosophy. Real quick, I want to tell you how you can save a tremendous amount of money from your family. Just got an email from a guy who says we're saving a ton with Purse. At save at purse.com. Purse is shorted for it. Save at purse.com. And hopefully FTL is getting a decent kickback because it's been really tremendous. And all you have to do is go to save at purse.com, sign up for an account, fund the account with Bitcoin, and begin saving anywhere from like 15% to start on up to, we save 45% on something we purchased recently. Save at purse.com. That's a big deal because you can buy just about everything you need from Amazon. Saveitpurse.com. Let's go back to Greg calling in from Austin. There you go. Greg, libertarian philosophy. Lay it on me.
Okay. So someone called in to the show last night talking about arguing libertarian ideas, and he was using a lot of language like, I like to go online and destroy other people and like make them. I don't know. He sounded really aggressive in the way he wanted to argue about it. And I'd like to
He basically admitted to being an internet troll.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to be rude to this guy, but I'd like to suggest that might not be the best way to go about arguing your case, because I think a lot of times, even if you're making sense logically, and if somebody were to sit down and be honest and think about it logically, they might see that. But a lot of times, if you're really attacking someone or they feel attacked, they're not going to be open to the ideas that you're trying to lay on them.
So, Johnson, what do you think about viciously attacking somebody who's clearly wrong about their position in statism?
On statism, well, I don't do it as much on libertarian and statism issues. So.
You're just mean as hell generally on the internet.
No, I'm mean as hell when it comes to religious issues.
Okay, that's right.
Because
yeah.
that is fun.
I see. This is what I don't get is you're not scarred like I am. You know, religion left me scarred because, well, I went to Sunday school the whole time and... did Sunday school teacher and just a whole variety
right.
of things, private
but
school.
But that's why you're not to the level that I'm at with this sort of bothered by religion, because it's not, it, for me, it wasn't about like a, oh, this is a personal thing because it's, you know, it just happened, you know, it's what, but what happened to me and that's what scarred me. No, for me, what bugs me about it is what religion is doing to the world. Oh, what bothers me about religion is what religion does to humanity and how far we're set back because, you know, and me, yes, and that also affects me personally. So, yes, there is a personal aspect to it, and that's what drives me. But the whole thing about it is I think religion is just a burden on the whole world.
There you go, Greg. The guy's fueled by hate, and that's what that's what drives him. And
I mean, is it really hate to think that, like, oh, you know, like... Are you fueled by hate of the state? Is that what that is?
I don't generally go online to fight. Go ahead, Greg.
Well, let me ask you a question. When was the last time you changed anybody's mind by essentially screaming at them and calling them an idiot?
Constantly I've had people calling, coming back to me and saying, like, you actually, I apologize. I apologize for how I behaved.
I don't just
drop bombs on people and, like, leave them for the most part, unless they get to the point of unfriending me, in which case then I laugh. And
yeah, well, it truly is a hobby for him.
I'll take your word for it, but I don't think most people, like, are really receptive to that. Even if, again, you might be laying down something that's perfectly reasonable, but if you're presenting it in such a, in a really hostile way, people don't really want to listen to that. There's an Arabic proverb I love that says, before you shoot the arrow of truth, you should first dip it in honey. So I think a lot of it has to do with how you present your case to somebody. Because
here's my counterpoint to what you're saying, and because I have thought of this. It's not something that I haven't thought of deeply and introspected on this. So there is the idea that, yes, you can be very persuasive and you can get people to sort of say that they accept your ideas, right? And maybe you might change them a little bit, or you might get them to say that they change, and then they might just go right back to believing what they were believing before, or say that they're believing what they were believing before. You might not have made a real, lasting change in their beliefs. And I think what it takes for that to happen is cognitive dissonance. Sometimes people have to feel the pain. Like, basically, some people try to protect their beliefs through lies, through dishonesty with themselves, with others, and the human brain has this sort of, like, rationalization mechanism that's built in. It's part of psychology where,
you're
like,
absolutely right.
Yeah, people will say, right. Mommy and Daddy hit me because they love me. No.
Oh, yeah, spanking. Right. He likes to go after that one, too.
People are wrapped up into what they believe because changing your beliefs, especially the older you get, becomes more and more hard because of how invested in them you are. But in my experience, I think a perfect example is like a couple, I guess it was last year when Bill Nye debated that guy on creationism versus evolution. I thought that debate was a huge waste of time because all of the, you know, all creationist people watching that thought that the creationist guy won. And everybody who's into evolution is watching and they think Bill Nye won. I mean, people yep. project.
I don't even want debates. People invite me to debates all the time, and I'm not interested in your debate. I'm interested in discussion, because if somebody can present to me an argument that I find motivating, I'm much more interested in that than just sitting here making some kind of spectator sport for people who agree with me.
Okay,
absolutely. And the last thing I'd like to say, because I don't want to take up too much time, I think a lot of times when we're discussing things with people, I think we're not... When we're listening to someone, we're not listening to try to understand their position. We're just waiting until our turn to respond to it. And I think you can get a lot farther by genuinely trying to understand where the other person is coming from.
I hear that, but I never feel that way. So that's something that I, in order to communicate with somebody, you have to speak to things that they understand. I feel like I listen to people and, you know, take their points. Many times I feel like I've heard their point and I'll, you know, hey, I think I've heard this point before. I'd like to rebut it without you having to go on some long diatribe that I have to listen to. But, I mean, I've heard people say this over and over again that people aren't listening. But I feel like I am, and I guess I just have to assume that other people are.
Yeah. Well, again, I think, and personally, my mind has been changed more often by people who don't appear to be hostile to what I might have previously thought. So,
there's an old saying that before people care what you say, they must feel care what you feel. I don't know. They must you have to care about them before you. I've got a George Bush thing going on here.
You catch more flies with honey than vinegar, but as Kelly Bundy points out, if you pluck their wings off, they'll eat anything you give them.
You put food on your family.
I want to say something real quick about this whole debate thing. And I've known a bunch of libertarians that say, like, I love debating. No, you love to argue. Debating, like actual debates, is where you present evidence and you can argue either side. That's what actual debating is. I was on the debate team in high school, and yes, I was a master debater. Like, the debate team that I was on, there were three of us. We were undefeated in debates because we knew how to present arguments on either side. That's what debating is.
The prison team, right?
Debating isn't sitting there arguing with somebody and yelling and screaming. That's arguing.
Isn't that one of Aristotle's points where he said the true mark of intelligence is being able to seriously consider someone else's point of view without actually accepting it?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that for me, I've been able to try on ideas and, see how it fits for a long time without having to just, adopt it as my own. It seems to me you've got to really sort of try something out. And I think this is what Johnson's concerned with, is that if somebody just talks to somebody, in his case, he's talking about religious people, that convinces them that their point, their religious point or theological point is invalid, that they'll just go back to it afterwards because they haven't been thoroughly convinced enough. So.
And that may be true.
Greg, thanks so much for the call.
Are you guys trying to tell me that the way to, like, get people to come over to my ideals is not to, like, scream epithets at them through Twitter?
I'm pretty sure that that's it. But on Twitter, really, all you got 140 characters. All you can do is string together a few epithets.
I don't know. I think you can put together three words that might get you kicked off radio shows and stuff.
I'm pretty sure you can.
And then all the... But Don Imus still has a radio show.
I wasn't thinking of Don Imus.
Right, but no, we were listening to the radio this morning and heard that guy. And
I was kind of surprised that he was still on the air. I just haven't heard him in so long.
I'm surprised he's still alive.
Don Imus.
Everybody's got their day. I don't know. I'm kind of the opinion that if you do not, I don't get all whipped up with people on the internet. There are a few things that I like to make a point about. When somebody goes and a libertarian out there is calling themselves an anarchist, I'll often jump in on that one. When somebody's advocating and saying that voting is violence against people, I'll get in on that one. Because no one will call me on it. No one will say, hey, I want to talk to you about this this issue of libertarians calling themselves anarchists or people voting being violent. And no one ever calls in on that because, I feel like I can't be defeated on it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare. Available now at your favorite booksellers or visit WendyJosephWrites.com. If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.